Welcome back to another episode of Parenting in Progress. I'm Corey.
I'm Jordan.
And we're the Welches. Welcome back to another episode. Today we're going to talk about our last weekend trip to the pumpkin patch. First off, excuse my voice. I'm going through some allergies right now, so I know it probably doesn't sound the same. So if you're wondering, man, he's sick. I'm not. I just got some allergies. So you might hear my voice fade in and out. I'm on the verge of losing it. I haven't lost it yet, so.
Just be prepared because he probably will lose it sometime this winter season. It happens every year. It's so annoying. But anywho, yes, I get a fall break. And it's a week long, and I love it. I look forward to it every year. We have a friend that lives in a bigger city with a really big pumpkin patch, and I remember telling her this summer, I said, hey, I want to come and see you because I want to go to the pumpkin patch this year. We didn't take Carly to a big pumpkin patch last year. She wasn't old enough, you know, and now she's able to do something. So we used fall break as an opportunity to go.
To start out, we're just going to talk about the overall pumpkin patch experience, because this was our first time at a big one, both of us, and including Carly. My highlight was Carly started to get over the fear of slides. Anytime we go to a park, or the only slide she liked was the one that we have indoors. That's just a 2 or 3 step slide, and she slides down it, and she likes that. And she has another little one out back that we have a little play set that she does like that one. Other than that, when we go to parks, she doesn't like the enclosed ones. She doesn't like the open ones. She just doesn't really like slides. They kind of are a little fast and scary. At this pumpkin patch, it wasn't a ginormous slide, but it was about the same size as the ones we have at the parks around here. She loved it. And we didn't even have to hold on to her. I mean, we helped her get off of it and helped her get onto it. But the sliding part, I didn't even have to hold her. And so that was my favorite part. I know it's probably not going to happen if we go to the park again. But it was a glimpse of Carly actually liking slides.
It was a step in the right direction, for sure. My highlight was seeing Carly's reaction to all the new things. And throughout this huge pumpkin patch, there's just things to look at everywhere. And it's fun to see her look and wow, when her eyes would get big, or I'd point to something over another way and she'd look there and say, wow, or there was a carousel and just her excitement on that. And as soon as it got over, she's like, more? She wanted to go again. So just seeing her reaction to doing things that were new to her was my highlight.
Overall, the pumpkin patch is ginormous. It is about as big as an amusement park for the most part, I would say. There's spots where it's condensed, where there's a lot of little shops and some stuff to do. There is something to do for about every age. It's in a spot where it's really terrainy. It's really hilly, so you're up and down. And of course, we brought the wagon. So that was a little, you got your workout in when you're pushing the wagon up some of those hills. They're pretty steep. But overall, it was great. It had a lot of activities for Carly. Even some activities that we liked. We got to try some different ciders and things like that. So overall, it was a pretty good pumpkin patch, I think.
I think so too. To backtrack just a little bit to our travel plan, my friend is always off on Tuesdays. Because originally we were going to think about going on a Friday or a Saturday. And once she said like how busy they are on the weekends, oh, you're probably right. Let's go on your day off. I had the whole week off, so it wasn't an issue to me. So I thought about leaving at nap time on Monday. It's about 2.5-ish hours away. So if we left at nap time, then Carly could nap the whole way up there. And then we'd have a little bit of time in the afternoon to go to these outlet malls that we've been to before. Go to the outlet malls, shop around a little bit, and then stay at my friend's house with her boy and her husband. And then get up the next morning and go to the pumpkin patch. on the Sunday before, my friend did let me know that her son had gotten sick. And we weren't going to go to the pumpkin patch until Tuesday. So we still wanted to go. And we had decided to just not stay at their house. That way that their son could get, just have a little bit more time to get better. We'd eliminated kind of the risk of us getting sick. We definitely missed out on getting to stay with him because it is always fun. But that way we could still have fun with him at the pumpkin patch. So I was looking on the way up for a hotel.
We ended up finding one, got it booked, and the car ride fit perfect for Carly's nap schedule. We left right around when she needed a nap, and she fell asleep within 20 minutes of being in the car. And when we got up to the outlet malls, she probably woke up about maybe 10 minutes before we got to the outlet malls, which was about just a tickle over 2 hour drive, which is a good afternoon nap for Carly. So that worked out perfect. So we did a little bit of shopping. We didn't buy a whole lot of stuff. I had to buy a sweatshirt because I forgot one and it was supposed to be cold. Good thing I did because it was chilly that next day at the pumpkin patch. Carly had been cooped up in the car and she kind of needed to burn some energy. At the outlet malls, they have music blaring because it's an outside deal. It's not an inside mall. It's kind of an outside mall. So they have music kind of blaring, and I don't even remember what song it was, but she was jamming. And we'd let her run around a little bit, you know, to get some energy burned out. She didn't ride in the wagon the whole time. We took it, of course, but she didn't ride in it the whole time. Kind of kept her in it in the stores just so she wouldn't get into stuff off the shelves. But going from store to store, we let her run around, but she just stopped and she danced. And Jordan's got a really good video of it, but it couldn't have worked out any more perfect for the nap anyway.
And it was a huge stress relief on me. I got to sit up front the whole time. But I was looking for that hotel, and I had told you, I'm like, let's get a hotel with a pool. I want one with a hot tub. Like, we don't get to go in a hot tub very often, and I enjoy it. So that was kind of one of my priorities of the hotel search. So we found one within like maybe 10 minutes from the pumpkin patch, close to where my friend lived too. It had a free breakfast. Always down for a good free breakfast. So we get checked in, we get all our stuff in after the outlet malls, and we're going up to just drop all our stuff off before we go eat. And we see the pool and we see a sign and it says pool closed for maintenance. And I remember looking at you and I'm like, are you serious? Like, I booked this hotel, a non-refundable hotel for the pool, and now the pool's closed.
Yeah, and that was our plan, to burn Carly's energy, because we know she's going to be cooped up in a car. Yeah, she got around at the outlets, but it's not like she was just constantly playing and running like she normally probably does around the house. And so we knew we wanted to get her decently tired before we got stuck in a hotel room and didn't have a rocking chair and stuff like that. So we knew she needed to be tired so she could go to sleep easier at the hotel room. And so, yeah, that was a bit of a bummer. Our fingers were crossed that maybe it was just something throughout the day that they had to have it closed for maintenance, and maybe by the evening they would open it back up. So anyway, we got around. Our friend's kid was feeling better, and they hadn't gotten any signs of any sort of sickness. So it could have been a food deal or something. We just wanted to be safe. And so we decided, hey, you know what? We can go out and eat with them and, you know, spend an hour and a half eating with them. You know, that would be fine at a neutral spot. At least we're not, you know, in their house, so we don't catch anything. We thought that was safe enough. And we went out to a American Bar and Grill place there, not too far away, and it had really good food. It was a really good time.
Yeah, it was fun to get to spend some time with them that evening, since we weren't staying at their house, and we all needed to eat, so it worked out really good. Carly loves mac and cheese, so she got some mac and cheese and french fries. And she was just on another level at that restaurant. Now, we do go out to eat with her regularly, I would say.
Probably once a week.
Yeah. So she is used to restaurants. She's used to sitting in a high chair. She's used to having to wait for her food. But she was wild. I mean, they had little crayons, I think, for some game. I don't know. So she was trying to color with that, and then the crayons threw on the floor. So I picked it up and I gave it to her, and it went on the floor again. And then the paper went on the floor. And then anything in her reach, she was just going crazy. she was ready for her food. And it took a little, I mean, not too long, but long enough for her. So I did end up giving her her fruit bar and she like devoured that. Okay, well, you probably are hungry. Your food's coming. She got the food. It was so funny because the macaroni and cheese was a homemade mac and cheese. It had like white cheddar sauce on it. And I don't think she knew what it was because all she saw her was her French fries. And she's like, fries, fries. I said, you need to eat some mac and cheese too. She didn't know what it was until she finally took a bite and was like, oh, this stuff is good.
Yeah, and I would say I finished her mac and cheese because she really didn't eat a whole lot of it that night. It wasn't that good. I mean, I'm not really going to blame Carly on that one because it was kind of blah to me. It wasn't bad. Like it's not like a mac and cheese I would have took two or three scoops of. I would have took one of, if that makes any sense.
But see, Carly loves mac and cheese and she's really not too picky on it. But instead of eating it really well, she'd have it on her fork and then she's like flinging it around and she threw two pieces on the floor and then she decides to pick one up with her hands and suck all the cheese out of the noodle. She was just doing things that were like, what are you doing, child?
The one thing that we realized probably halfway through the meal was she was super loud the whole time. She yelled a lot and it was happy yelling. It wasn't screaming or fussiness. It was just being happy and being loud. And so I remember I leaned over to you and I'm like, we're going to have to start learning inside voices versus outside voices. And that was the first trouble we ever had. Cause it's like, Carly, you know, like you could usually settle her down and she'd start eating and then she'd get quiet. And I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was her trying to burn off some more energy from being cooped up in a car, which to me doesn't make any sense because she wasn't cooped up in a car all day. She was only cooped up for her nap.
Well, she also had three, not new people. We've been around them often, but she hasn't seen them in a little bit. She's excited. I mean, it could have been the friends too that she was just excited.
That's what I'm starting to think is she was trying to put on a little show for them because mm-hmm. she does like some attention. Don't get me wrong. But anyway, so now we're starting to have to work on inside and outside voices. And we ran into a couple other times where it was Jordan's birthday not too long ago. And we went out with her sister and family and we had to use some inside voices. She was still trying to be a little loud. So I think we're entering into that phase of, okay, now we got to teach you the right and wrong of this is not the setting for that. And this is, which she is loud at home, but it's not consistent. It's really not. It's not to where Carly, you know, be quiet unless she's fussy loud. I mean, she's just playing and happy. Yeah, it's here or there, but it's not bad. But
well, and at like church, she's pretty quiet, but there are some times where she's getting loud. I'm like, Carly, we're at church or we're praying. We have to be quiet. So that is kind of our next little mission that we're on is to kind of teach her when to use the inside voice, when we can use an outside voice. And what be quiet means when we're asking you to be quiet.
Yeah, because that's the hardest part is you tell her be quiet and she just kind of looks at you. And then if you kind of do it angrily, she looks at you kind of sad like, I don't know what I did. And I don't know what you mean now. So anyway, that was one thing we did learn at dinner that night. So anyway, we finished up with dinner and we kind of set a time to meet at the pumpkin patch. We went back to the hotel. Carly still wound for sound. And she didn't really have any sugar. She didn't have any of that, but she was ready to go. So getting into a hotel without a pool, which was plan A, we had to develop plan B. And the factors are stacking up against us where it is now dark outside. It is also cold outside. There is really nothing around this hotel. It's kind of in a hotel. There's a bunch of different hotels right there. And so there's not like a play area. There's not any of that stuff. So what do you do? Our big deal was is she took off kind of running into the hotel and we're like, hey, we're just going to go run up and down the main floor hall.
Yeah, I thought about doing our hallway, but we're on the third floor and everything is hotel rooms. And it's not like it was super late. I mean, it was between 8 and 8:30. So, I mean, I wouldn't assume that everyone would be asleep, but we'd also don't want to be rude. So I looked, we were looking around and I was like, Corey, let's just do it like on this main floor. We took off on one end and one side had a bunch of non-hotel rooms. You know, there was an ice machine, there was restrooms, there was a storage closet, conference rooms, other things like that, that weren't actual people's hotel rooms. So we just looked at her, we're like, Carly, go, go. I'm going to come get you. And she's off, she starts running. And we're just trying to burn some energy out. So I don't know how many laps we made. We weren't letting her scream or anything like that, but you could tell she was finally getting tired out because she'd stop running and start walking a little bit.
Yeah, and we had her little Nike tennis shoes on her, and they are probably the heaviest shoes she has, which did help our favor a little bit because she'd run and run, and yeah, she'd start slowing down. And so we're like, okay, keep going, keep going. We're like, we kind of got to the point where, all right, we're going to make one more lap. Well, kind of just as we decided that, she fell once and didn't hurt her. You know, she fell on carpet and she was getting tired. She couldn't lift her legs up as high, her toe would drag and she'd fall down. Anyway, she was starting to stumble. We knew she was getting tired at that point. So we're like, hey, you know, we can slow down and just walk. We got back to the elevators, rode the elevators up third floor, went to the room. I think we actually went clear to the end and then came back to the room just a little bit further distance. Got back in the room. She played for just a little bit as we were kind of getting ready. And we went through our bedtime routine with her just in the hotel. We had a pack and play we brought. So I set it up in the corner that was kind of by our bed. We had her little sound hatch machine. We read books to her. We tried rocking her. We'd brush her teeth like we always do. So we did the full home routine. Get ready for bed. She wasn't too hard to go down. It wasn't bad.
The only thing that was different was obviously they don't have a rocking chair in the hotel room, but they had an office chair that spun. So I just kind of swiveled back and forth with her and you would shut the lights off. You still had the TV on, but it was quiet. So I'm singing to her, rocking to her. And then I think she asked for you. She's like, Dada? I said, Dada's in the bed right over there. Do you want to go see him? Yeah. So we go and I lay her on the bed and then she starts watching TV. So then you shut the TV off. And I think I was just kind of patting her butt and singing to her and she fell asleep on the bed. Then I just kind of picked her up and laid her in her pack and play and off she went for the night. There was a time though, I don't know what time it was in the middle of the night, that you'd started snoring and I could hear her kind of rustling around because she was on my side. And I kind of nudged you and said, you're snoring and you're stirring her. So I think you turned around so you wouldn't snore, but.
I don't snore. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. But that's the one of the downfalls of having a hotel room with a child is when they go to bed, you kind of have to not necessarily go to bed, but like we had the TV on for a little bit. I think we scrolled our phones a little bit. It's not like we could watch a movie or chat a whole lot, honestly, just because we wanted her to have a good night's sleep because we knew how busy and how tired she was going to be tomorrow. So we ended up going to bed a little bit early too. And overall, it was an easy hotel stay.
We woke up the next morning, had our morning time routine, packed up a bunch of stuff. I took a shower. Jordan did her hair. We got Carly around, got her dressed, and we were pretty much ready. And Jordan, as she mentioned before, booked one with free breakfast because Carly's going to need to eat something and Jordan has to eat something as well. Anyway, we head down to go get breakfast. Breakfast wasn't too bad. It was a normal hotel breakfast. It wasn't anything fancy. It wasn't lacking either. I think it had a good mixture of everything. So we ate down there. Carly loved the eggs. She did eat pretty decent down there, which she didn't eat as good the night before. So that makes up for it a little bit, but ate our breakfast and Jordan had mentioned before, so we're getting ready to leave. We pack everything into the Wonderfold. We check out quick, pack everything into the car. And I asked Jordan, I was like, hey, you know, on our way up, we were talking about there's a Dunkin' Donuts that was not even a quarter mile away from where we're at. And Jordan's like, oh, I want to get some in the morning. And so I'm like, hey, do we have to go to Dunkin' or not? And you're like, no, I think I'm just going to get a coffee there at the pumpkin patch. So we drive the 15 minutes or so to the pumpkin patch. We skip Duncan and we get there. We pull the wagon out. We're getting ready. Parenting tip, look at the weather. It was supposed to be cold and the chance of rain did nothing but actually increase for the Tuesday that we went. And so we're like, hey, we're going to scare the rain away. We're going to bring our rain jackets. So everybody had rain jackets. I brought an umbrella in case we needed something more because it wasn't really supposed to be a heavy rain. It was just supposed to be a long, light rain is what it was projected to be. So we packed all that stuff into the wagon, went into the pumpkin patch. They scanned our tickets. We walk in. First thing Jordan needs, I need my coffee.
I just didn't want to have a headache the rest of the day. So yeah, I go into the place that had a coffee and I'm looking to see, you know, if they had what specials they had. And it just said coffee. I'm like, crap. So I asked the guy, I was like, so do you have anything with your coffee? And he's like, yeah, we have creamer and sugar. All right. And I was like, I am not a black coffee person by any means. I was like, okay. He's like, oh, I can add pumpkin spice cold foam to it. I'm like, yeah, sure. Let's do that. Like $6 for this cup of coffee later. And I'm going, you took Carly out and I'm dumping like three or four little sample creamers in there, a packet of sugar, stirring it up. And it wasn't to my like ideal liking, but it did the job.
Yeah. Your comment to me was, man, I poured a lot of creamer in that and it could still use some more. And you gave me a sip of it. I would have drank it. Now I don't drink black coffee either, but I don't need it all cream like Little Miss J over there.
It was nice to have a hot coffee though, because I usually, if I went to Dunkin', I would have got an iced. So it's nice to have it for that little rainy morning, cold morning. I should have skipped hotel breakfast and got the apple cider and pumpkin donuts though. We didn't try those.
Yeah, we should have got some for the road home. But so overall food and drinks there, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. They had a whole variety of stuff. And part of this is us not going to a big pumpkin patch ever before. But we tried, they have their own ciders that they make there. And so we got to taste those. And we bought a draft of one and split it between Jordan and I as we were walking around. By that time, Jordan and I's friend showed up. Both families were walking around and we're buying some ciders here. They had different hot chocolates. I seen this one guy order, I think it was a hot chocolate. It was in a miniature pumpkin that was carved out and it had like melted marshmallows on top of it. I'm guessing it was hot chocolate on the inside of some sort. Didn't even know that was a thing. I was reading menus, didn't even see that. Because I'm usually a guy that if somebody says, oh, hey, they're known for this, I'm going to go get that. I want to try that. And one of those things that we had was the caramel apple hard cider slushy. And you're probably thinking, hey, if it was cold, why are you drinking a slushy? Well, because they were supposed to be good. And it was good. It was pretty good.
It was good. It was definitely strong. I'm glad they had the caramel. I could swirl it around to, because it's like you'd get one sip and you're like, ooh, hard apple cider. And then you get another one and it's, okay, there's the caramel. So, I mean, I would have probably put a little bit more caramel in there, but that's just me. Other than that, it was really good. I was excited to try them. Both my friend and I were like pumped that whole week to go try this slushy. So we walked quite the distance to get it too.
We did. And I seen... We didn't get any of this. We opted just for lunch, which we had a burger. Carly had chicken strips and fries. She did a little bit better job eating there. And so we just kind of had a plain Jane burger, fries. Everybody kind of had the same stuff between chicken strips or burgers. But I seen it. They called it. It was like a green apple nacho or something. And so they had an apple that they sliced up into slices and they drizzled caramel over it and stuff like that. I wish we would have tried some of those things, but I wish they had like maybe half portions, because there's no way we would eat all that along with the lunch and all that. But I guess that's where maybe, you know, if you go back next year, you try those things. Let's try something different. Also, since we were there on a weekday, not every restaurant was open. Some restaurants were closed just because the crowds were less. And the day we went, it wasn't overcrowded. It wasn't bad at all. It was, I wouldn't even call it full. It was probably half full.
We didn't have to wait. You know, we didn't have a lot of people to weave through. We didn't have a lot of lines to wait in or anything by any means. So I understand why some of their food places were closed or just open in the evenings or on Saturday and Sunday or Friday. But it was kind of fun walking around to see everything they had. And they did have a map that kind of gave an idea of what was at this place and what was available here. And that was nice to be able to look through everything without actually having to go walk everywhere and see. The food was good. Like, would I have liked to try a lot of it? Yes, but I didn't have the stomach for that. But one thing I was not necessarily nervous about when we were making this trip up here is, you know, Carly's not two yet. So are they going to have some things that she can do? And I was really pleasantly surprised with this section that they had that was kind of like a fairy tale storybook section. They had the Hungry Caterpillar. They had Hansel and Gretel. They had Humpty Dumpty, Hickory Dickory Dock. They had this little, it wasn't a haunted house thing, but they had different characters inside of there. They had Sleeping Beauty, the Billy Groat, Three Billy Goats Gruff, and Itsy Bitsy Spider. They had a little slide. They had like Cinderella's pumpkin carriage. So they had a lot of little photo opportunities, but it was nice. Carly, she did a mixture of being in the wagon and walking out on her own. And it was just a little younger kid-friendly thing that she could do. And I think she liked looking and seeing at all the different things. And there's one spot that played a song and she had to dance to that, of course. So the one thing is when we were taking her pictures at all these places, if we're like, say cheese, it was a cheese, like a big, huge, cheesy smile. So some of those pictures were fun to see that we got her in. But yeah, the kids' activity was good for her. Now, there were some rides that she couldn't do. You know, they had like these big, huge slides that she wasn't tall enough to ride. They had like a, I would call it the Sizzler at the county fair ride that she was too little for. They had events and activities for a range of kids, even though she couldn't do all of them. But the carousel was definitely a hit for her. She liked that. And she liked riding on the tractor ride to go to the pumpkin patch. So we got to go pick our own pumpkin there. You could have bought them if you didn't want to ride there, but she enjoyed any sort of ride. They had another little ride with little carts. She liked that. There was a train.
Yeah, and the train track was fairly long. It was almost a mile long. It probably took at least 10 minutes, I'd say. Probably close to 10 minutes to get through that ride. The carousel, that thing was booking.
Oh my gosh, I remember the first go around and, you know, Carly wanted more. I was like, Corey, this thing is spinning.
Yeah, I was trying to take pictures. I knew how fast it was spinning. You had about a second and a half to get your guys' faces within a certain window or there's going to be a post in the way.
It was funny. The lady that was operating it was like, did you get used to the speed? I said, oh yeah, we're fine. It was fun. I just wasn't expecting it to go that fast. Obviously, when you go to Pumpkin Patch that big, the price for admission isn't going to be cheap by any means. But going on a weekday, we had less crowds and the price was cheaper. So that was nice. But then when we got there, the majority of the things were included. You know, that big, huge train ride, the carousel, all the other rides were included. The things that you'd have to pay for is obviously your food, anything that you wanted to get from the little general store that they had, the pumpkins. I think they had like a paintball that if you wanted to do that, you had to pay for that, and an apple launcher. So there were a few things that were extra, but the majority of the things there were free. So that made the price not so bad.
As we're walking around, one of the hard things that, yeah, they had a map that they provided, but the roads were so windy and the turns weren't, it was really hard navigating that map because you're like, oh, hey, like to go to the slushies, like, oh, we got to go over here. Okay. So we need to hit this road, go to this one, go to that one to try to walk that. That was tough. We missed our corner a lot. So that part was a little bit tough to navigate that. The other part was we talked about weather. I wouldn't say it ever rained, but it was a very heavy mist for probably about an hour. And luckily we brought our jackets. We had the wagon, the canopy. I was worried that it was going to start dripping on Carly. It actually stayed fairly dry for the most part. It didn't really bead them up. It's not waterproof or anything, but it wasn't dripping any water, letting any water in. So that was good. It made things miserable a little bit. And kind of towards the end of that misty spell, we went and ate. And after that, it was fine. It started warming up. Heck, I was down to just a long sleeve shirt, and instead of having a sweatshirt and a rain jacket. And it still wasn't sunny out, but the weather did turn better. So wasn't too bad. It made it a little bit miserable for a little while.
Yeah, but nothing that stopped us or, hey, we're going to go under some cover and stop what we're doing for a little bit. But I would go back to the map. Like, I feel like it did a good job for what it could, but there wasn't, you know, one main road and then all these side roads. They were kind of twisty, which part of it was kind of fun because they're like, oh, what's over here? Oh, there's another road over here. Let's go see what's over there. So it was kind of fun of just almost like a hide and seek a little bit. If you were looking for one specific spot, you had to make sure that you were following the map correctly. But the one thing I did like was, like I mentioned earlier, there was stuff to look at everywhere. You know, they had pumpkin displays that one looked like an owl. One looked like a huge cat. They had I wouldn't call them Christmas lights, but lights in the trees. I'm trying to think of some of the other, they had like little cutout picture things. One was a cow. One was a princess with a pumpkin. There were talking, singing scarecrows. There was just a lot to look at, a lot to see, not even including the main activities or the store locations.
As we mentioned, we brought our wagon, and we've talked about this wagon a lot. We use it for a lot of different things. It once again helped out on this trip quite a bit. Biggest part was hauling luggage to and from the hotel. It was great. We could make it one trip, didn't have to go back. It can be a little big sometimes. And so navigating that pumpkin patch and pushing up and down those hills. Carly's not a heavy girl, and that wagon didn't have that much stuff in it. It was heavy. It was a beast to push up and down the hill. Jordan pushed it for a little while, and she just kind of quit after that.
I tried.
But it was a beast. It did handle the wetness. We know we did pick up some stuff. It's got a little bit of dirt on it, but not too bad. The wheels handled pretty good. So it was, like I said, that thing was great. It was probably our number one gear outside of our rain jackets when it rained. If it wouldn't have rained, wagon would have been number one. Other than that, I'd say our rain jackets probably won the gear contest.
Yeah. And like with the wagon, Carly would be in and out. She'd sit for a little bit and then she'd went out and walk and we'd let her walk. But when she was getting tired, the later on in the day and the more tired she was getting, it's like, let's get back in there because you have your heavy shoes on and you're known to trip and fall when you're tired. And not that it was super paved. It was like that rocky pavement. I just didn't need to deal with a meltdown that she fell anyway. But so the wagon was nice. She could sit and she'd stand and look out and then she'd walk for a little bit. So
we ended up getting done at the pumpkin patch and we're getting ready for the drive home, trying to manage a nap there. We did not leave as early as I thought we would leave. Jordan and I apparently weren't on the same page of that. I thought we were going to time it for her nap to go back. Well, I learned that that wasn't the case. And so I remember I asked Jordan, I was like, so what time is it? I said, it's probably 3:30. And you're like, no. I'm like, okay, probably 3 o'clock then. Nope. I'm like, it's 2:45. You're like, nope, you're going the wrong way. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And so it was right around 4 o'clock when we got back in the car and we're leaving the parking lot.
But she did so good. What I feel like the miscommunication on the time to leave was, I felt like I had said, I want to go as far as Carly can go. If she starts melting down, like we'll finish up. She was a trooper. You could tell she was getting tired for sure. I mean, her nap time's normally 1 and we left at 4. But she loved it. Like she didn't whine. She didn't complain. She was having fun. So we were trying to get in as much stuff as we can. But also realizing, you know, we have a 2.5 hour drive home. You, Corey, have to work tomorrow. She needs some sort of nap. And so we kind of wrapped things up at 4. She was asleep in 3 minutes. I think you were road raging. You were mad about something in the potholes or something like that. And she's back there just trying to go to sleep. But yeah, I looked at the clock. It was 3 minutes and she was out. And then we're looking at each other like, okay, it's 4 o'clock. The latest she normally wakes up from a nap is 4, and she's just now getting a nap. So what should we do? And I'm thinking like, all right, thankfully I have the rest of the week off and so does she, but let's let her sleep an hour. I think getting an hour nap, get us till 5. She's still going to be tired, but she needs something. So that way she gets a little power nap in, and then hopefully she'll still be tired enough that bedtime will still be normal. For the most part, I feel like it worked really well. It was just really hard to wake her up when 5 o'clock came rolling around.
Yeah, and we didn't really want to go past 5 because, you know, we started getting her ready at 8:30, 9 o'clock. We wanted her to still be tired by then. So that was why we ended up waking her up. But we woke her up. We thought, you know, Jordan had the idea of, hey, we were about at the halfway point. She's like, hey, let's get something to eat. It's a little early. It was like 5:30. We don't normally eat that early, hardly ever. We weren't really hungry, but we're like, hey, you know what? We'll do it. We'll get something to eat on the way home. Because your thought was, hey, that would entertain her to where she would stay awake easier instead of me having to prod her to keep her awake and all those things. So we stopped. We got something to eat. I don't think she ate hardly any of it.
She ate her mandarin oranges. And I think one fry and maybe one bite of chicken.
Yeah. And I think the problem there was she had chicken strips and fries for lunch. She didn't really want it for dinner, I don't think. That's why she ate all the mandarin oranges, and she ate very little of that, which is fine. Once we got home, we got her heated up some leftovers, and she ate the crap out of it. So she didn't just not eat anything for dinner. But that was kind of how we had to play that nap routine, and it worked out pretty good. She was still a tiny bit wound for sound when we were trying to get her to bed. When she went to sleep, she slept all night, and Carly normally wakes up around 6:37, probably a little closer to 7 most of the time. It was 7:30 or 8 before she woke up, which was good because we knew she was sleep deprived. She had a great nap the day after that, and she still slept pretty good the next night after that. So
yeah, and being home with her, well, you were working from home that day too, so you saw her. She wasn't like super whiny, meltdowny, I'm tired because I had a late night last night. None of that. Like, she was ready for her nap, but she was a good girl. She had a normal day for her.
So, and I think if you can plan towards that, you know, look ahead. And we've always talked about you can bend that nap routine. It doesn't have to be strict. At least with Carly, we can. We know, once again, not everybody has that ease. Luckily, we do. So we use it to our advantage sometimes. And where Jordan's been off on all of fall break, she's been getting caught up on her sleep, and everything's been good. To give a couple final thoughts and to wrap up this episode, a couple key takeaways that we've kind of used. We just talked about it. It's okay to bend that sleep schedule just a little bit, especially if you got a day or two after that to where they can help catch up on their sleep. You're going to be just fine. You're not really going to notice anything. She was good the next day. It was just back into her routine. So you can have a day a little bit out of whack. We did that. It was good. She bounced back perfect. So do you think going to the pumpkin patch was worth it, Jordan? And would you go again?
Yes and yes. Yeah, we had, you know, some little, I wouldn't even call them battles, just little things that we had to kind of figure out and work through. Nothing terrible by any means. And I feel like I've said this before, but I've always seen the saying of go on the trips, do the things. They might not remember it, but you will. And I feel like as a mom, I'm trying to live that a little bit. Like, is Carly going to remember when she's not even two, this big, huge pumpkin patch that she went to? No, she probably won't. And that's okay. But we will. And I feel like that's what's important. We will remember it. We will remember her face and the fun that she had and the memories that she made and going to see friends. And yes, we bent different, not even rules, but different routines for the sake of making memories. And yes, it was absolutely worth it.
I would say it's worth it as well. Don't think I want to go to that pumpkin patch every year. But I think we should go again when she's a little older and can soak in a different level of that. I think she would like it. I think, you know, we could try some different things. We could try some different foods. And they're probably going to expand by then anyway. They're going to add different stuff on top of it. But yeah, I think it was worth it. It was interesting and it was a nice little getaway.
It was fun. It was a good little, like the first main big getaway that we've had since our vacation to Florida.
So with that, we're going to wrap up this episode. Maybe there's a pumpkin patch around your guys' area. You go hit up. It doesn't have to be big. It can be a little one. We've hit up little ones before. So just get out, do something, have fun time. It's fall. It only comes one time a year. And with that, thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to Parenting in Progress. If you like what you heard and you're listening to us on YouTube, please go ahead, like, share, subscribe, drop a comment. If you're listening to us on other platforms, go ahead, give us a follow and a rating. We truly appreciate it. Thanks again, and we'll see you in the next one.